The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's one of the shortest and most important readings that we hear in the entire year. God says, "My word will not return to me void. It will accomplish its purpose every time." Now think about that. Think about that in light of the Our Father. The word of God himself, Jesus Christ, taught us the words to pray. If you pray this Our Father, it will transform you. But only if you pray it. We've all recited the Our Father. Have you ever prayed the Our Father? Now, the apostles went to Jesus just before he told them this. And they said, "Hey, Jesus, teach us how to pray." And in response, Jesus did not give them a technique. He gave them a prayer. He didn't say, "Well, here's what you do. When you pray, roll out a rug and light a couple of candles and burn some incense." No, no, no. He gave them a prayer. And everything that can be said about prayer is right in here. Everything that can be said is in that prayer. So there's no way I could ever go over it all. So what I want to try to do this morning is just maybe whet your appetite a little bit for how much is in there. I only want to go over the first words, "Our Father who art in heaven," and help you to pray those words, okay? So let's start with the first word, "our." If you pray that and mean it, "Our Father," it will transform every relationship in your life, every single one. How you think about people and how you treat people. Because notice, he doesn't say, "My Father who art in heaven," but what? "Our Father who art in heaven." Now, say that word and mean it. And what does that make us one to another? Not adversaries, not enemies. It makes us brothers and sisters, with a kinship that runs deeper than blood. Pray that next time someone gets on your nerves, right? Gets under your skin. Especially effective for people you do not like. You can't say the word "our" and mean it and continue to live a self-centered life. "Our." "Our" what? "Our Father." Now notice, Jesus doesn't say "our spirit." Jesus doesn't say "our force." He says "our Father." And let's take it a step further. If you want to know the word Jesus probably would have said when he taught this to the apostles, he would have used the word "Abba." I think I mentioned this to you before. Abba. Abba is baby talk. Little babies would call their daddy "Abba, Abba," just the way we would go "da, da, da, da." Is that the way you approach God when you pray? You approach God and call him your dada. Who talks like that to their father? Who talks like that? Very little children do. With abundant joy and boundless trust, is that the way you approach God? Because Jesus himself told us to. You see a little baby, and I'm telling you, the younger they are, the more they have to teach us. Boundless love, boundless trust. That's the way you pray to God your Father. Now, where's your Abba? Where's your Father? He's in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven. Where does that mean where we belong? We were not made for this earth, ladies and gentlemen. You can't say, our Father who art in heaven, knowing that's where Daddy is, knowing that's where you were born for, and continue to live in this world as if it was your only home. You know, if you're just passing through a place, it changes your whole demeanor for how you act. And in this earth, it's kind of liberating when you think about it. We're all just passing through. Now, I've told you this story before, I think, but it's the story of this wealthy American businessman. He's going through a Polish town of Radin, and in this town there lived this saintly old rabbi. The rabbi's name was Israel Meir HaKohen. And he goes over to the rabbi's house, knocks on his door, walks in his house, and he's amazed to look around the rabbi's house and discover that the rabbi has almost no furniture in his house, almost unfurnished. Turns to the rabbi and he says, hey, rabbi, where's all your furniture? Rabbi says to him, where's all your furniture? Man says, my furniture, I'm just a traveler. I'm just passing through. Rabbi says, and so am I. Our Father who art in heaven, I'm telling you, you could pray those words and those words only all day. And nothing else. And it would change your entire life. A lot of people don't pray because they say that prayer doesn't work. Maybe that describes the way you think about prayer. Anybody who says prayer doesn't work has forgotten the purpose of prayer. Don't go to prayer to try to get stuff from God. Don't go to prayer like it's a task to be completed. Go to prayer like it's a relationship to be lived. God will transform your life if you let him. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Polycarp, pray for us.